Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another Talk Nintendo Mystery History here for NWR's charity live stream. We are super excited to be here. My name is Casey Gibson. I am joined tonight, as always, by the one, the only, Perry Burkham. Yep, he's brought his strumming box over there for us.
When I'm cold, my guitar keeps me warm. Ooh. Those are the lyrics to my latest song.
Oh, it's beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, we have a wonderful guest here. We are honored to have the one, the only, Dr. Johnny Metz.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
The DQ,
no, thank
man.
You for having... Yeah, he's here with his DQ. He's ready to rock and roll.
And by I'm that, I mean Dragon it. Quest.
No, Dairy Queen. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dairy Queen's
I'm
great.
Just a fan of the food.
It's so funny. Like, literally yesterday, I was thinking that Dragon Quest should team up with Dairy Queen. No. I think, Dragon Quest should have, like, their new game should be called Dragon Quest Blizzard.
There you go. It's a match made in heaven. Mm-hmm. Well, we are here to play Mystery History.
Mystery History.
And for those who don't know what Mystery History it is where each of us have been playing a game that the others don't know, and we will have 15 questions to guess what that game is, and after 5 questions, the person whose game the mystery is has a little hint / factoid about the game to sort of help you persuade you maybe to get that game. The first one is generally the most obtuse, and it sort of gets a little more focused as we get closer because we want you guys to guess because we will be giving out prizes. If you are able to guess the word or the game, you are the winner and you'll get a pick a prize. Now, how that's going to work is you have 3 guesses total throughout the 15 questions because we don't want everyone just spamming questions away. So what's going to happen is we're going to message David L. on Discord. He will be helping us out here. So
in the main...
Yeah, don't guess in the main chat because we're going to be reading that and we're going to be fielding some random questions that you guys have too. So you can definitely throw some questions out in the chat and you will want to message your guesses to David. First person to guess it wins, but like I said, you only have 3 guesses, so don't blow them all on the first song and then sort of or first couple guesses. This is not radio trivia.
And David's going to let us know, but he's not going to spoil it to us,
we're gonna play
it. I should probably let you know what the game,
so if you get it through, yeah, also. So we'll have to let him know the games somehow. But the idea is, yeah, he will, if someone guesses it after 7 questions, and then in this instance Johnny and I have not guessed Perry's game, we're going to keep playing until hopefully one of us guess it, and if not, we'll go from there. But I believe, without further ado, we are going to get underway with Perry's game. And yeah, Johnny, if you just want to shoot David a message of what your game is.
Sure.
So he can do
David
it.
David Lloyd. I'm going to shoot mine real quick.
And also, we should mention that all consoles, excluding the Switch and the 3DS, are fair game for this. So and it's going to be a Nintendo console. So
it could be Wii U.
It could be. It could be.
Casey's is.
It could be.
It could be.
Now, I believe, Perry, are you ready to rock and roll here?
I'm ready to rock and roll, man.
All right. And we are going to get underway. And again, you can shoot your messages or your questions into the charity chat stream, the chat on Discord. So I believe, Perry, fire away. Or I guess we should fire away, huh?
Fire away.
All right, Johnny, you want to fire off the first question here?
Yes or no?
Okay. A yes or no question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a sports game?
No.
All right.
Question
skipping
number
that,
two.
Skipping that, you know, trying to narrow down the console right away, right?
Give
to the genre.
Strategy.
I like it. A little unconventional, but I like it. let's see. Is this game, is it on a cartridge?
No.
Ooh, okay. That's 2 questions down. Like I said, people in the chat, if you have questions, throw them out there. Otherwise, Johnny and I will be bouncing back and forth. So,
yep. So it's Johnny's turn now. 3.
The pressure's on.
Sorry. I'm so distracted. I'm trying to send David my guess right now. I didn't know it was coming back to me so fast.
Yeah, no, you don't have to be right. You don't have to send him right now.
Just yeah, you don't. Yeah.
Your next, your turn, which will be in 10 minutes. You got time.
So next question. Is it a Game Boy game?
No. Because it's not on a cartridge.
Not on a cartridge. Yeah, I guess that would make it hard.
All right,
I see. I should pay more attention. Okay. I'm gonna eat that one.
That's okay. All right,
that's fair.
So this is not on a cartridge. Therefore, we're thinking it's a Wii or Wii U game, or I guess a GameCube game is in the cards as well.
Definitely not an e-cards game.
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely not an e-reader card.
even though it's not on a cartridge, it's also not on Game Boy.
This is the first video mystery history, so I gotta put my poker face on here.
Yeah, don't smile and give it away. Alrighty, I'm gonna go with, is this a multiplayer game?
No,
okay.
Interesting question.
Yeah, I like that one.
So, Johnny, you get one more guess, and then you get the first hint.
Is there a single main character featured on the box art?
Yes.
All right. Yes.
And
all right.
To our first
I feel like we're still so far away from what this game could potentially be.
And I have a feeling this won't help you one iota.
One iota.
Huh? Maybe, though. It could be. I'm sure that some of the people listening will. Okay, hint number one. This game features a different kind of tingle.
Oh, God. What? You were correct in your assumption.
I have an idea. That is honestly a hint to me. So I have an idea, but it's not my turn.
All right.
All right. So we've got it's got a single hero on the box art. I hate mystery history so much sometimes. Okay. I was banking on that the chat would have some more questions for us here to take some of the pressure off, but they are not.
We want the chat to ask questions that we could possibly use.
Yeah, that we could rip up. Yeah, and gotcha. We'll say whoever.
Mm-hmm, so people ask questions and then we can, you know.
Yeah, we can. You got to help at least me out
here.
You got
to help Cassie out.
Yep. All right. So we don't, I'm trying to think what else we, did I ask if this game, is this a 3D game?
Is this a 3D game?
Like a 3D, like more like a 3D adventure game opposed to like a 2D side scrolling game.
It's a 3D game. Yes.
All right. I feel like that didn't help us at all. It's almost as good as your hint right there.
Hey, my hint was good because Johnny has a good question coming up.
is the character on the box that we discussed earlier a Nintendo mascot?
No.
No.
No, it's not. Did that derail you, Johnny?
No, it tells me it's probably a third-party game because most Nintendo games have Nintendo mascots on the front.
Okay. I'm going to take James's question from the chat here. Is this a pinball / strategy hybrid game played with voice controls? Oddly specific.
Yes. No, it's not. No.
All right.
Yeah, remember that game had Mr. Odama right on the cover? It's got a big sword.
Ah, you're right. Man, but you guys still don't have the platform yet.
Nope. And we're 8 questions in. Yeah. We're, like I said, we're taking a different approach for the telethon here. So
yep. So this is question number 9 then, right?
Number 9, and it's Johnny's nine. Ball.
Does this game have stereoscopic 3D visuals?
No.
It's not on a cartridge.
How could it?
Rules out so many. There's so many non-cartridge based games for 3DS though, and for not for Virtual Boy, I guess. But
that is true. Perry doesn't play a game unless it's physical though. So. That's his new, true. Yeah.
I'm the anti John.
It's borderline true. All right.
Well, I have an administrative question. This doesn't count as one of our 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
15.
Would a DS or 3DS card be considered a cartridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. I consider right. those interchangeable.
Sure.
Yeah. Is this game on a mini disc?
On a mini disc?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. We got the platform, boys. Woo!
Do you though? You
probably PSP. Yeah. Disc
yeah. system?
Just kidding. UMD.
Yeah.
It could be Famicom disc.
So is that the 10th question?
That was 10th. So we get another
All right. This one's here. A way better hint. Are you ready for this? This game no. was based on a blockbuster movie.
All right. It's Johnny's turn, right?
Yep.
Whew, okay.
I guess so. And so we just figured out that it's on. I'm still thinking about my own pick. Sorry, because I'm making hints. I didn't come prepared. So we just figured out that it is a GameCube game. It has the major character on the front, but that character is not a Nintendo mascot. It is a single player game.
Yes.
And a blockbuster movie.
Based on a blockbuster movie.
You guys got a lot of info when you put it out.
Yeah. I mean, when you put all that together, a single character from a blockbuster movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, that could be
like a Rambo game or something.
It can only be a few things. I'm going to say, is that main character who is on the front that is based on a blockbuster movie, a superhero?
Yes.
All right.
Ooh, was that a little hint right there, Perry?
Yes. What?
I love that voice.
Oh, my voice? Yes. No.
I
wasn't doing Batman there.
Remember, if you do have a guess, message it to David Lloyd on Discord. Don't toss it out into the chat there. Okay, so.
Because Casey's a cheater.
Yeah, what was the first hint again, Perry?
The first hint was this game features a different kind of tingle.
Different kind of tingle blockbuster movie. Oh, man, it's like. Is this game a part of a series? This question comes from Pure Evil on the chat.
Yes.
All right, so we're at question 12. Three more questions here, and then one final hint.
All right, three more questions. So question number 13, Johnny.
Is this an open world game?
No.
Does it have missions that you can kind of choose in a non-linear fashion and you roam around a big environment to get from one thing to the next?
No.
Okay. That definitely rules out a lot of GameCube superhero games.
Yeah. That's a tough one, right? That's one of those really hard questions.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Could be, because yeah, open world people definitely mix it up with other genres.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm at a loss here. I'm so bad with these games. I feel like
yeah, loss.
Shut up, Perry. Man. All right.
Are you taking notes?
Oh, well, I'm marking down how many questions we have. Yeah. I'm really trying to crack the case here. All right, GameCube game. It's not multiplayer. Blockbuster. I'm trying to think what kind of blockbuster movie came out during like the GameCube era that would have been on GameCube. At the DQ still.
If Johnny has a question, you could.
Yeah, if you got another question.
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty stumped right now. I can think of there's that Kenko Batman game, and if I could remember the name of it.
And just FYI.
I could look it up, but that seems like cheating.
If you can just describe the game, like if you can't remember the exact name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then, well, like, we describe what it was. That's fine too.
We got another question from Pure Evil in the chat. Is it a Marvel based hero?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. That was a good question.
The only bad thing is I'm so bad with the comic books. It's like
I'm not.
Marvel doesn't really help me because I'm like, which one's Marvel?
Well, most of the Spider-Man games released on GameCube were open world, except arguably the first one that was based on the Spider-Man movie. So it could be that.
We do have a winner in chat. So we do have somebody who won, but we got one more question and one more hint to be able to try and get a shot here.
Yeah.
So it's a Marvel character.
I would, you're going to get it after this, this final hint. I'm pretty sure. Just FYI.
Okay.
So you got one more question then?
Yep. One more question. Okay. And it's Johnny's. Thank God.
Okay. is this,
and if you did want to guess what it is, you can do it. So
yeah, if you have a guess, you can ask that. Is it this?
Okay. Is it, Spider-Man, the movie, the game?
Yes, it is.
Boom.
You got it. I know. Very that's nice. Why that's why I was so stumped by the open world question. Because
it's really not an that first one it's is not an open really, world. Game.
But like no. It kind of simulates it at points.
It has like chunks of city that it lets you work through, but they're, as I recall, they're pretty linear. Yeah,
but a lot of the game
takes place in a tower. Like there's some internal areas that there are, like the camera's bad. Spider-Man 2 was a pretty major improvement.
Well, my final hit. my final hit was a sequel to this game was released to an even higher acclaim. So funnily enough, this game I never got to play the sequel, but I had this game. I think I remember, like, you know, I was in fourth grade, third grade, I don't know. Traded Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, I think, for this game, Spider-Man, or vice versa. I can't remember. Pretty sure I traded it for Spider-Man, and I played the crap out of Spider-Man. I love this game. Specifically, I remember unlocking the Green Goblin. You could play as him and just fly around, and it was just so much fun just flying around the city with him and just jumping off. It was so weird, but I just distinctly remember doing that. And I loved this game, and I always wanted it. I remember seeing my friend play the second one when it was open world, and it was it's just so cool that you can accept missions and do all this other stuff from other places. Always wanted to play it, never have, still want to play it, but I always did enjoy the first one. So
awesome.
It's a great game.
All right. Well, we have a winner. At least who was the winner in chat, David?
Yeah, did you figure that out? Or
so it looks like it was James got it in first, but he is not eligible for a prize because obviously. So it's actually Pure Evil is the one who won the prize, which is congratulations to you. I believe we're messaging Carmine on gifts.
Yeah.
I believe so. You can get a hold of him. One. But yeah, I'll write this down so we can make sure we're definitely getting
it. It might have to be after that. We get all that after this.
Yeah, but we'll definitely get you guys what you deserve.
That's right.
Now, I think moving along here, we've got Johnny's game up next. So that means Perry and I are going to be guessing again. Make sure to send your guesses.
Is it Super Metroid?
Yeah.
No. That's your first.
Axiom Verge.
No, that's your second.
Make sure to send any guesses you have to David L on Discord. Remember, you only have a max of three. And if you have any questions you want us to ask Johnny, make sure to put it in the chat. So Perry, do you want to fire away your first question?
Yeah, here? I do. My first question is, or I guess, are we going to count those first two?
No.
All right.
No, we're just take those freebies because we need to get a W because you know what it means. W is a W.
And actually, he's like, when I said Super Metroid, he's like, oh, dang it.
Now son of a gun.
No. And then you're like, okay. He's like, I'll pick Axiom Verge. Is it Axiom Verge? Yeah. Nah.
God dang it.
Now he's texting David. All right. So this has to be before the Switch and the 3DS. Is this, when this game originally released, was it on a handheld system?
No.
Okay. Is this a cartridge-based game?
Yes.
All right. So we got N64, Super Nintendo, or NES, right?
So number three, I'm going to go straight for it. Is it an NES game?
Yes.
I knew it.
All righty. So it's an NES game. Is this a puzzle game?
Is it a what?
Puzzle game.
No.
No puzzle game. What, I mean, like, what is that? Yoshi's Cookie and Tetris?
Hey, there's that.
Thank you, Johnny. Let's see. He's playing mind games with us now.
Is this how that works?
Yep.
I'm learning.
Do you think, in your opinion, here's my question. In your opinion, is this a great game?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I have a guess. Oh, by the way, the tingle, Spidey sense is tingling.
Okay. Yep.
That's what that's
okay. Fair. That makes sense. There you go.
My first thought was something else, but I'll hold off on that.
Yeah. Let's.
It would be too much of a yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's your turn. Is this number?
Yeah. So now we get ourselves a little hint here. Yep. That was five. Okay.
So yeah, you gotta give us a hint.
Yeah, this is the only one that I actually did in advance, so let me go ahead and use it. Okay, hint number one: the name includes an enemy.
Okay,
these are like the Legend of Zelda style hints where they're poorly translated.
Man, I was thinking Blaster Master. That's just what I had. I was like, he's gonna pick Blaster Master because that's a great game,
but it's not. But we do have another, we got some questions over in the chat. GX asks, is it a first party published game?
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good question.
Can I check real quick? Just to make sure I answer correctly for you.
Google a friend.
Ooh, that's an even bigger hint.
It's from the, well, no, I don't think so. It's from the NES days, as we've established. And back then, I was not always as aware of publishing. So let me.
All right.
I don't want to steer you astray here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to figure out what genre we're talking about too, Perry.
I'm going to say no, not published by Nintendo.
Okay.
All right. No, not published by Nintendo.
Johnny thinks it's a great game. It's and it's on the NES. All right, so like it could be a Castlevania, you know, platformer.
I can ask you, do other people think this is a good game?
Yeah.
That's a very ambiguous question, but the answer is yes. Other people, I know for a fact, at least one other person who thinks this is a great game.
At least one.
Okay.
One or more.
It counts, yeah. That he answered the question.
Truthfully. I'm not the only person. Definitely not.
All right. Okay. Is this a platformer, or does it have platforming in it?
No.
Oh.
So not a platformer, not a puzzle game.
Wait a second. Didn't we play this with Johnny on our 100th show?
I think it was the same game.
That. We did. Remember, we did. You did Sim City.
I did. Yeah.
We
did 20 questions. I didn't use this game.
No, it was this game. But
no, he means the mystery history. Yeah. Not your game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did it like this.
We did the same segment. Yeah.
I just completely forgot about that. Okay.
Okay. So we're at question eight here.
Platforming.
It's not a platformer. It's not a puzzle game. Is this a beat 'em up?
No.
God. All right.
For question number nine, let's see here. Do you see any good ones in the chat?
We've got like more about publishing and stuff. Lemonade's asking if it's a sports game. If you want to, we want to use that one.
Yeah.
All right. No. So not a sports game. All right. We're at number 10 here. So we get another hint, and this is going to be off the cuff hint here, right?
No, I've been thinking about it for the last few minutes.
Good.
Okay. Are you ready for another English hint?
I am.
Yes.
You are not always hero.
That's a good one.
All right.
Always hero. And the game has the title, has a enemy mm-hmm. in the name.
You're up, Perry, I believe.
Ask me anything. As long as it can be answered with yes or no.
You're up, Perry is forwards and backwards. You ever thought about that?
Nope.
All right.
Because I'm trying to think of what this game is.
It's a palindrome. You're up, Perry.
Yeah.
That's one of those things I'm just going to believe that you're right. I can't. Perry, I'm too distracted right now.
You can't really say you're up. It's your rep. But you're up, Perry. You're up, Perry.
Stop stalling, Perry. You jerk him.
Hey, we got some time. It's only 8:30.
It's 9:30, you giblet head.
I'm in Central.
Yeah.
All right. We don't even know what kind of genre it is. Is it? I mean, if it's not a platformer, is it an RPG? That's my question.
Yes.
RPG, and it's got an enemies.
Dragon warrior.
Yeah, but that's not like. I mean, a dragon is like an enemy type.
Yeah.
I mean, I get.
Final Fantasy.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like NES RPGs. This is where where's David's question? He should be helping out here.
David knows the answer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. David, you could just
tells you.
That's not going to work for me, guys.
Although I think we've got somebody in the chat who's got it.
Oh, boy.
And we still got four questions here.
So we're on question 11 or 12?
We've asked 11. We're going to 12 here. Okay. Someone in the chat here, Yeffer, Laffer, I believe. Is this game a sequel?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I know it's the first five questions always go by so quick, okay, and then you stall out.
Do you think that I've heard of this game?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. The
more than likely.
That Perry just punted right there with that question. He said, I don't, you know, like I'm just going to, here you go, Case. Here. I'm going to waste a question here and you just go on.
Oh, yeah. You've never done that.
Before. No, I ask legitimate questions every time.
He's the guy that gives up and looks up the name of the game before we're even done with the game.
Oh, so, get out of here, you Jimmy.
You did that with Alex.
Oh, well, he was a big fat liar, wasn't he? Or something. I forget. No. He was cheating.
No, he just didn't figure out the actual name of the game.
Okay, so a sequel RPG. God. Is Dragon an enemy name?
I mean, generally, yeah. I would say so.
That's a stupid
if
question.
If you fight dragons in the game, then it's an enemy name, right?
All right. I punted question. It back to you, Perry. There you go.
You made fun of me for punting. And that can appeal to anything. That doesn't have to appeal to this game.
So that means we can go with Dragon Warrior 2, 3, or 4 potentially here.
Okay. Okay, so we're on question number 14 or 15?
We've asked 14. We got one more left and we get a hint.
All right. Is this Dragon Warrior 2?
No.
All right. So give me this final hint, Johnny. I need it.
I mean, off the top of my head, I'm this many.
Huh?
Was that the hint?
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I'm this many. And then you
can. I'm this many.
Oh man, that's helped me on that's the same level,
work,
that,
right?
That Perry's first hint helped us with
the tingle hint.
Yeah, at the time.
I hope this makes sense to me. It's an RPG. What's an RPG, Case? There has to be.
I'm trying to think of some like RPG series on the NES.
Yeah, not I'm blanking. I think a ton of them on the SNES, but not on the NES.
And we do have someone, I believe, in yeah, and then we got James again. He followed up. Was it Pure Evil again? Who got that right, David? Two games in a row. Should have had him on the call.
Yeah, seriously.
It was James again the first time, or James.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
I'm gonna have to throw the towel in because I'm not too huge on NES RPGs. I'd say Earthbound Beginnings, but there's no Earthbound enemies. So
is that it? Are you really giving out?
Oh man, and then the taunt there too.
Yeah,
you have to make one final guess, just a stab in the dark.
All right. Are you giving us hints still? Like, is that still a hint right now? Wait, Dragon Quest, DQ.
That's Dragon Warrior, big
fella.
Is it
Dragon Warrior 2 or 3?
No, I was going to say, don't ask 2 again.
I'm going to guess it's a Dragon Warrior 3.
No.
Okay.
Dragon Warrior 4?
Yes.
Shin Megami Tensei.
Wait, was it? Wait, is that a yes?
It's Dragon Warrior 4. See, I'm this many. I have 4. See the 4 DQs?
Alright, I see it. There you go. Look at that, Perry. Woo!
Wow, you said you guessed it.
So I got me and Johnny each have W's.
Dragon Quest 4 was on the NES.
Yep.
I thought they had migrated.
Or just this is water, by the way.
That's amazing.
That's okay.
Wow.
I mean, it's a sage's elixir.
So, for people listening to the audio version here, Johnny has 4 separate Dairy Queen logos.
And that was DQ4. And there it was.
DQ4. So he's working on a whole nother level. That's why we brought him in here.
Yeah. It's the first ever visual hint, and he nailed it. He nailed it.
Wow. I mean,
that was beautiful.
So what's your
tell us about
this was remade on the DS, right?
It was remade on the DS. That's a great version. But I played this game on NES. It was like a very late NES game, I think 1994.
Oh, geez.
One of the last NES games released in America. It was a total flop because everybody was playing Final Fantasy II on Super Nintendo by then.
Right.
So, you know, and like an archaic NES game just didn't seem that appealing, but it is definitely, I think, the best of the 4 games on the NES, and is one of my absolute favorites in the whole series. Oh, really. Wow. So the DS remake I was delighted by because now it's portable and they redid the graphics and everything. But yeah, any way you can play it. The Dragon Warrior, like the American English version, is pretty rare. Mm-hmm. The Japanese version is probably more common because it was a huge blockbuster over there. But yeah, it was released worldwide on the DS.
Yeah, I remember back when I was into like collecting NES games, and I remember I had 4 for a while, and that was probably like 12 years ago, and it was like $100 complete. Yeah. I can only imagine it's probably way, way more expensive now.
They didn't make very many because it took a big cartridge, so it was kind of expensive, and the demand wasn't there by the mid-90s.
Kind of interesting, you know, where they're at then. Like, they couldn't really just make an NES and an SNES version, you know? Like,
yeah,
kind of like they just
the really simultaneous get, the Breath of the Wild
Warrior's
treatment.
Woods or something.
They did. They I'm pretty sure remade it for Super Famicom, but it was only in Japan.
Oh,
so it was some years later. But yeah, they did do it.
Yeah.
So I think by second hint probably went over everybody's head or went over your guys' heads. But when I said you are not always the hero, that's a pretty big hint because this is one of the only Dragon Quest games in which you play as other characters as like your primary protagonist for the first few chapters, and you don't play as the main hero of the game until chapter 4.
Interesting. Boom. That's awesome.
But I guess if you weren't that familiar with the game, that might not register with you. For an NES RPG, it's pretty strange that you don't always play as the hero. Mm-hmm. But I might have been too cryptic.
That's okay. You were.
We got it anyway, though.
Yeah, you got it on the very last question. It's pretty good.
I can't believe it. I love it. Dragon Quest 2, 3.
I appreciate you biting the bullets there for me, Perry, and guessing 2 and 3 so that I could just you laid out the red carpet for me.
That's true, because if I wouldn't have guessed that for the last question, Dragon Quest 2.
I mean, I knew it was that. 4,
you
so
would,
I would have
guessed 3. We wouldn't have got it.
Nah, I mean, I would have guessed 4 because I knew it. But that's neither here nor there.
Of course. All right. Well, that means it's it. So do we have the winner then?
So, yeah, David, was there a winner or was there not? Because now I'm seeing conflicted reports that apparently there was no winner.
That's okay if there's no winner. This ain't participation.
I'm the winner. Yeah. All right. They gave it to Freestar. I believe he must have guessed another Dragon Warrior game. So, right. Like I said, we want to give things away here. So, yeah, that's it. No gifts. All right. So now my game, and I mean, I'm ready if you guys are, because now I don't have to deal with asking any questions. This is great.
All right, Johnny, you take the first one.
Is it a portable game?
No, it is not.
All right. Is it on a disc?
Yes, it is.
Like a, you know.
It's a disc like a console. Disc.
You asked me if it was on disc.
You can classify cartridges as like there's a disc in it or something like that, right? Like a floppy disc.
I'm not trying to trick you here. It is on a disc.
All right.
It's a Wii U game. Is it a Wii U game?
Yes, it is.
Woo!
All right. Now we've really narrowed it down.
Yeah, we did.
Boom. Yeah.
A disc on it's like the narrowest you could be.
Yeah. Well, there's 12 more guesses left, so you could probably just start going down the catalog.
That's right. Is this a first party Nintendo game? I mean, is this a Nintendo published game?
Nintendo. Yes, it is.
All right. So this could be Ninja Gaiden 3 or whatever it's called.
That's a good point.
It could very well be
that
yes.
Weird game.
Congrats on remembering that.
Thank you. I always thought that was so weird.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to ask like a gamepad question, but I don't know how to phrase it. Does this game have any gamepad functionality other than mirroring the TV?
Yes, it does.
So does it feature asymmetric gameplay? That was a better way of putting it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You're trying to church it up, Perry, and you're ruining it. Alrighty. All right. So this now that's 5. And yep. I've got my little hint here. This game originally started off as a tech demo.
Okay.
So this is New Super Mario Bros. U.
A well-known tech demo, the kind of thing they would show at E3.
Pikmin.
So. Okay, I have a.
We're on a team here.
Yeah. Well, my first thought was Xenoblade, because Xenoblade was a tech demo for a long time, but that was a Wii game.
Right.
For a Wii U game, a tech demo? Well, okay. So,
I mean,
is it, what's it called? What's the Wario? Oh, is it Game & Wario?
It is not.
Oh, that shield, that had the shield thing. That was,
I love Game & Wario.
Oh, yeah.
So there was also Nintendo Land. There were a bunch of Nintendo Land things that turned into Nintendo Land.
I know there's tech demo games. Yeah, there have to. Is it Nintendo Land?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Right. I just remember, guys, there's a whole the genre. You don't know what's going on there.
I know.
You know, you don't know anything.
The tech demo.
There are only three genres on Wii U, yeah. So it's not so valuable.
Wii U has a great catalog.
The old Wii U, baby.
Yeah.
Was it all right? So you say it started as a tech demo. When it first debuted as a tech demo, was it for Wii U? Was it known to be a Wii U game when it showed as a tech demo?
Let me double check, but I believe yes, but I just want to see.
Okay. I'm checking for like a cross gen jumper kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. This was for shown off. Yeah. With the, I'm just like, this is Wii U.
Yeah, I'm thinking New Super Mario Bros. U, when they showed off like with the Miis, you know, and they called it New Super Mario Bros. Mii, because it was after Mii.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I just remember that being so weird because they didn't even like, it was like, I remember thinking, is Mario even playable? Like that was a thing.
Yeah, I remember that it was like
car part.
You're right. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like playing as your Mii ended up being not that big of a deal.
Yeah, wasn't it in like a weird side mode or something?
It's just on the challenges. Yeah.
Something like that. Is that still in the new one, Perry?
It is. Yeah.
Okay, so it couldn't. So is it Star Fox Project Guard? Star Fox Guard.
That's a good guess. That is a good guess. And I think someone else said that in the chat. Ray01 asked if it was Star Fox Guard. But no, no, it is not Star Fox Guard.
You mean in the chat where they're not supposed to guess?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, dang it, Ray, what are you doing?
Don't reward bad behavior.
Actually, true story. I once won a radio trivia not too long ago by guessing in the chat when I wasn't supposed to. Johnny, no, I believe you were there. It was Picross 3D 2. Or whatever they called it. Anyway, so I'm guilty of doing that.
You've got one more question and then you get a second hint.
All right.
You do have some questions in the chat if you are struggling, Perry.
Okay, is this is there a strong Nintendo character associated with this?
One of the mascots, if you will, kind of thing.
A mascot character associated with this.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's 10.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. We've got a hint here is that this game has up to 5-player local multiplayer.
Ooh.
So it is New Super Mario Bros. U.
Could be.
We haven't asked that yet. Is this a platformer?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
right. So that's at 11. Zero.
That was another guess that I had.
So the only one I can think of, there's two, right? It's Rayman Legends, which is not. And then there's New Super Mario Bros. U. It has to be.
Yeah, Nintendo didn't publish Rayman Legends.
No, they didn't.
So then it can't be.
Yeah.
I'm saying I can think of two with the 5-player, but I don't even think that was 5. No, I think that was. You could do 4 players plus the touchscreen. I mean, are we dancing around it, Johnny? Is this New Super Mario Bros. U? I mean, he said there's a popular mascot, Nintendo mascot. I can't.
It's worth asking. Yeah.
Is it New Super Mario Bros. U?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you know what I was gonna? You could have done New Super Luigi U.
Yeah, no, just kidding.
I was like, ah. Nice.
Well, yeah, I figured we'd check
because we just released it.
Yeah, we'd always talked about like the man. We should do a trolley mystery history when like Bayonetta came out or something, and Donkey Kong on Tropical Freeze. Switch,
but we could just say the Wii U version.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I was like, what better time? You know, the telethon's just a couple weeks after, and it was great because in San Antonio for PAX, we actually played. That was the first time I got to play multiplayer. But yeah, it's actually funny. My second hint guess was actually devs tried to use Mii characters in the story mode, but thought it no longer felt as part of the series. And then I did not want to give that hint after you guys had pretty much just talked about that like two guesses before. So I was like, all right.
Like we went into depth about that.
Yeah, I'm like, let's change that one on the fly. Nice. And then my third one was just for a third guess here was for Perry. If you end the level with the last two digits of the timer at the same number, you'll be treated to a different jingle and a gift from a friend.
Nice.
And that's because Toad comes out and gives you a little bonus item. And then you get the original, like Mario jingle. So that would have been like the little meatball for Perry, because I know he's been playing that game a lot. But
yeah.
This game came out 2012. It's got DLC with Super Luigi U. And then, of course, ported to the Switch this month. And the five player local multiplayer was the fifth player plays with the gamepad, and you don't actually play as a character, but yeah, you can add like blocks and you can stun enemies. So that was the gameplay functionality. Well,
which is amazing.
Yeah, well, not super duper impressive necessarily.
Amazing.
It was there, yeah.
Like how bizarre. Like, what can we use the gamepad with? Drop platforms?
Yeah. Make it. Yeah. Let's just break the game.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. It's really hard though. Like we figured out when we played multiplayer, you know, you can bubble when you want, you know, but it just compounded with the fact that it's super hard playing with more people. I mean, it gets really hard. I mean, it's still playable and good and you still feel good, but that's why I feel like those platforms were on the same level where they made it easy because you could make it so people couldn't fall, but then people jump above it and you hit them above it and they fall in. Like, you have just as many people falling into holes because of the platform. So very interesting.
Yeah, it really adds like a totally different dynamic from, like I said, I've always only played it single player. So for the most part, it feels like a new Super Mario Bros. Game, you know, like it's nothing.
Right.
And then, you know, they add the squirrel suit, right? Or the squirrel power up.
Yeah, the flying squirrel suit.
Yeah, is added. And that's a really fun one because you get to glide and then you get that last little like flutter up into the air. Jump,
but the best part about the gliding is that it's fast. That's why I love it.
Yeah, it's not like a super slow fall.
Runs. I mean, you're not just going bloop, 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 like with a tunicky tail. It's like a sprint speed. That's what I love about the whole thing. So, and you have that, they have that glide and you turn around, then that final jump at the end. So it's a super powerful, but it's like, I always prefer to have the acorn power up on that. Like, even if I just love playing with it. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then you get the power P one where you could just infinitely glide and fly up. And it's just like, I'm just going to completely break this level through.
Just like the P-Wing. Just like the P-Wing.
Yeah, it's the P-Wing.
It's called the P-Acorn, I believe. But it only happens for one level too. Once you beat the level, then it becomes
it's
regular
gone.
Standard suit. So
the P-Wing was like that as well. Yeah, it really is like it.
And you can only get it by catching Nabbit. I believe that's the only way you get those P-Acorns, which Nabbit is a cool.
That's his first introduction to the world as well. And right. I guess his deal is that he stole a bunch of items from Toad, right? And you're sort of trying to get them back when he randomly pops into levels.
Right. Exactly. Casey. Like a popular Nintendo mascot?
Well, did you like that? The first thing you said, you were like, after Wii U, you're like, so it's new Super Mario Bros.
And
U?
I was looking at your face too, and you didn't change a muscle.
Yeah, I had to keep the poker face on, man. That's why I was like, yeah, let me think about these really obvious answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Good.
Yeah, I had to do a little acting.
So, Johnny, this was the release of the Wii U, one of the weirdest eras of Nintendo. I mean, just
no doubt.
And, you know, the Wii U in general was so weird. And, you know, you this is during your heyday of RFN.
You bet, yeah. That I vividly remember the first week of the Wii U's launch. I didn't have one because my gamepad was defective out of the box. So I brought it home at, you know, 12:30 in the morning from the place I had pre-ordered it and spent an hour, 2 hours trying to troubleshoot it and get it set up. Never could. The next day, I had to ship it off to Nintendo and get it fixed.
That's
the worst.
Yeah, it's not a good start. It was portentous, you might say.
huge, because you can't play anything, right?
Without the gamepad, they literally won't let you complete the system setup. Yeah,
and
it failed on the part where you have to do the cards. Like, there's a little code where you where you pair the gamepad to the system. And because the gamepad screen wasn't working right, it was trying to show me the code, but I couldn't enter it in there. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyway, Mario was my launch game. It's the one I brought home and I was the most excited. And I think that's the best new Super Mario Brothers.
It really is a great game.
I 100% agree. I don't think there's anyone who would disagree. Honestly, who's played them all?
When you include Luigi, especially Luigi, I think it's one of the best DLCs Nintendo ever did. And I also think I enjoyed it more than the main game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they really knocked down the levels, right? So they're much quicker, but they're more challenge based. And you sort of try and aim to get through them relatively quickly. Yeah.
It makes the game feel a lot more like Super Meat Boy. So if you're into like really fast, breakneck, chaotic sort of like level running, it's really good for that. And the fact that they made it work with the physics of the game that was already there, most of the power-ups and items, and they add Luigi, who just feels different enough from Mario that it makes the whole thing feel kind of fresh again.
Yeah, it has different physics, which I don't believe.
And the levels are designed around his movement style, you know. Very so it's slippery cool. And he jumps high and you kind of make these big arcing flail through the air kind of moves. It's really good.
If that isn't the most like the epitome of like what I like, that my favorite kind of quirky Nintendo is New Super Luigi U, because it's like, you know, they put all those little hidden Luigi coins or whatever. There's always a Luigi thing in every level. And that was during the year of Luigi.
The year of Luigi, baby. Ever,
which was one of the worst years in Nintendo's history.
Forever,
But like, think about it. They have like the whole like Luigi U. Luigi's Mansion, I believe, was released then. Or it was close.
New Moon, yeah.
And then they had the Mario and Luigi game, where a big part of it was, you know, was Luigi.
Dream Team, yeah, when you're going into.
And then they had Dr. Luigi, you know. It's just, I can't, like, what
a strange time,
weird year. I just, what a great time. And yeah, I love New Super Mario's.
Donald brings up a good point. He's saying the biggest issue with a new Mario Bros. U is that 2 came out like 3 months before it. And sort of, you know what I mean? And it sort of was just like, oh, even more like 2D Mario in this very same style.
I know. And that's why it's so funny, because this latest release, I've been super jazzed about getting the Switch version, because it's been 5 years, 6 years since I've played a properly designed, you know, Super Mario Maker almost kind of took it away, but it didn't really, because that hit like my creative part of my brain. But like the
just consuming levels. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Mario platformer, I think, is the peak of platformer. It's my favorite kind of. The physics, the speed of it, you know, it's not too fast, it's not slow. The physics are so nice. The way it works is satisfying. It's my favorite platformer. So that's why it's so funny. It's like the re-release, I was more excited for than I was on the Wii U. I was like, I'm excited for the Wii U. I'm excited at the launching with a new Mario game. That's amazing.
Were you feeling that Nintendo itch where it's like, oh, it's been too long since I paid full price for this. I need another go at it.
And they have that weird green and gold cover box art. That's exactly it. Exactly, Johnny. So the funny thing is, like, I've been enjoying it more than I did when it came out.
Well, that's good.
On a different system. Just because I exactly.
It says Switch, baby.
It's just the time, I think, is the bigger part. Is I just been missing my side-scrolling Mario Bros, you know?
I just hope.
Pretty and cool game.
One day soon, they just give us like a nice sprite-based 2D classic Mario. Oh, please. It'd be amazing, you know?
Like with the graphics out of the instruction book from the original game.
Yes.
Yeah, like, come on.
I forget the artist's name, but that guy, he's really old. And if they were going to do it, they'd probably need to start now, because he's going to need to draw a lot of key art for them to animate off of that stuff.
Yeah,
but I hope that that's been his special project for the last 5 years, is just drawing those illustrations every day until you know,
that'll be amazing. A good point, which is the only thing that I really don't like about the release of New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe is that just puts more time into the next original side-scrolling Mario game.
Another six years.
I think so. I would think that they wouldn't come up with a I mean, I guess they totally could, but I think that they could feel totally justified. And that thing is going to sell like hotcakes, and it's going to sell for the rest of the Switch's life, too. Because the only side-scrolling Mario game on there was the weird Neo...
the arcade version of Super Mario Brothers.
And then, of course, the NES games that are on there. But that's it, though. But, and that's why you consistently see that arcade versus Mario Bros. It's in the top 10 all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you people see want that? It. So
the name has power.
They have this retail edition and it's going to sell like crazy. And it just, it's those weird, like, what's the next Mario Kart? What's the next new Super Mario Bros?
You just know it's coming. Yeah.
I mean, and I don't really necessarily want a new Super Mario Bros, like a new Super Mario Bros.
No, they'll just do another Mario Maker. It's part of that whole package.
I think that would be cool.
That makes more sense than crafting a new level pack in that style.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. On top of that, as a greedy person, I want another one too. I want another.
He wants that box on his shelf.
Well, I want those amazing
with all the unopened boxes.
I mean, they could do right. Could they not do a Super Mario Maker with a full campaign of levels designed with the cool? And there you have your retro style level. I mean, like, you know, they could.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, we're getting to the end of our segment here. I want to first off thanks Johnny for joining us. It's always
my pleasure. Yeah, it's a good warm up too because I'm hosting the next one.
Boom, oh, you are
perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Do
you know,
rolling right in.
Yep, and then I want to thank Perry and also everyone participating in the chat, and a big special thanks to David for fielding all of those guesses and helping us keep the show chugging along. We appreciate you. And thank you again, and thank you for everyone who donated. It was, it's been great so far. What's the counter at?
Yeah, what are we at
before
now?
We sign out here? We are at $4,610.69, beating our goal of 4,000, and still we have plenty of hours where we can keep getting more money coming in. So please keep donating, and thank you everyone.
The ninth year.
This is the ninth year.
Time.
Yep.
Remember the first time, Johnny?
Sort of. There's a lot of adrenaline, so right? You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
almost a decade ago.
It gets easier year after year, I have to say. Although also I'm less involved year after year. So that,
right.
That helps.
Yeah.
It seems to go more smoothly as we keep going.
But it seems to be going really good, so.
Yep.
Yes. It's
been a lot of
Thanks,
fun.
Thanks, everybody. Johnny. Stick around. We'll have a lot of fun coming up in this next hour.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey there,
thank you, Johnny. the first hint was this game features a different kind of tingle.
Different kind of tingle, blockbuster movie.